Welcome to Being Soul Confident. And before we dive into this episode, I would love to thank and to share with you and introduce our wonderful headline sponsor, the incredible Lisa Williams.
Hi, I'm Lisa Williams, and I'm the proud sponsor of Being Soul Confident. I'm a spiritual mentor, energy healer, dance practitioner, the founder of Spiritual Sisters Collective and the Raw and Real podcast. My mission is to help you discover your true soul's calling so you can share your story, voice, and wisdom with the world by being the beautiful, raw, and real you. I look forward to connecting with you soon. The light within me sees the light within you.
Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to Being Soul Confident. Thank you so much for being here. And before we actually get started on this episode, I would just like to reiterate my immense thanks to the wonderful Lisa Williams, who is the sponsor for this episode and the forthcoming episodes. It's a real privilege to have her on board with this journey. She's so aligned. She is all about living authentically you, really connecting into the soul, the essence, the core of who you are. So I couldn't be more pleased to have her supporting this podcast and walking this journey with me and also with you. So back to today's episode. And what I wanted to talk about today is actually being soul confident, because this is the name of the podcast, it's the name of my book, it's the name of some of the programs of work that I do. And I realize that I haven't actually talked about what being soul confident is. So that's what I would love to do in this episode, and to share with you my thoughts around that. But before we do that, I just would like you to sit for a second and think about the words being soul confident. What do they mean to you? Are there any feelings that arise within you when you think about being soul confident? Is there an emotion that starts to become present within you as you think about those words? What does rise, and what does being soul confident mean to you? Let me share what it means to me. So when I think about the phrase being soul confident, it's fairly self-explanatory, isn't it? It is about that ability to be really confident in trusting, in allowing soul, and to be confident in following its guidance, its ask. Sometimes it's push, let's be honest, sometimes it's push. And that seems quite straightforward. But I would like, if it's okay with you, to take those individual words as individual meanings and really look at what being is, look at what soul is, look at what confident is in the context of being soul confident. Because when we look at anything within life, it's all about recognizing the journey. It's recognizing that we are the journey, and it's recognizing that part of that journey is actually us unfolding into everything that we are. And that really is about what being is. In a world that is incredibly busy, that asks so much of us, that asks us to play so many roles, we can get really stuck in the business of doing rather than being in the energy of who we are. And particularly when we look at that spiritual dynamic, when we look at that aspect of really connecting into that divine essence of who we are, we cannot do it through the doing. We cannot do it through the kind of masculine orientated energy of doing. Yes, soul will ask us to do the do. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But we actually connect to soul in that first place through the act of being. So when we look at being soul confident, a big part of that is you. It's actually you being you. It's also you receiving yourself. It's the fullness of who you are. It's accepting also everything that you are. So it's accepting everything that has been who you were, that is who you're going to be. It's accepting your light. And sometimes when we think of being and when we think of accepting and surrendering into everything that we are, it's really easy to look at the work as being integrating the shadow, really accepting within us those aspects of our personality, those aspects of ourselves that perhaps, you know, we don't really like. But being willing to receive your light, being in that state within yourself where you are allowing yourself to be and recognize your full wholeness at any moment in time, is a significant aspect of really allowing yourself to step into the confidence of all that you are, both the confidence and the being of you as a human, but the confidence and the being of you as a soul. So when we look at being soul confident and we look at being, it's about being you. The fullness, the fierceness, the divineness, the courage, the compassion. It's about being everything that you are and really allowing yourself to receive the fullness of that. And so I have a question for you. What part of you is the part that you do not allow yourself to see, do not allow yourself to know, and do not allow yourself to receive? Because that is part of the work that you need to do to really allow yourself to be in that space of being you. And then, of course, we come on to soul. So when we look at being soul confident, what do we need to know in order to really be soul confident? Well, we really need to recognize what soul is, don't we? We need to recognize what it is for us. We need to meet ourselves where we are, because that's essential in meeting soul where it is and also allowing soul to meet us where we are. So we need to have an understanding and idea of what that means for us, what soul means for us. And we need to allow it. We need to lean into those intuitive insights. We need to lean into those instinctive feelings, those instinctive senses, that sense of knowing that is guiding us down a particular path, that is guiding us to do a certain thing, or conversely, not to do a certain thing, even though the head says that that is the next logical step. So when we look at being soul confident and we look at the soul concept, we're also looking at really allowing ourselves to recognize, believe, and trust that soul is, that it's not a thought, that it's not an idea, but that it actually is, and that it is present within us. Because if we don't allow ourselves to accept that it is, and if we don't allow ourselves to really recognize it as an essential component in that wholeness of who we are, then how can we follow it? How can we trust it? How can we listen to its guidance? We might believe, we might think, we might, you know, have an insight into the fact that, well, perhaps there's something to it, but we'll never allow ourselves to move more fully into really allowing it to lead. And when I say allowing it to lead, I mean allowing it to lead in tandem with the being that you are. Because soul is not in isolation and you are not in isolation. And I've talked about this before. You know, you are in partnership with soul. You are in a relationship with soul. So it's really allowing yourself to listen to that intuitive part of yourself and then to follow its guidance. So when we look at being soul confident, the soul part is recognizing it. Recognizing it's real, recognizing it is, and then really allowing yourself to hear, feel, flow into its guidance so that you have a greater understanding, a greater resonance, a greater sense. So what do you need to know is my question to you. What do you need to know about soul in order to really allow yourself to know, to trust, to believe that it is real? And then we come on to the third part, which is confident. So being soul confident, the confident part about being soul confident is actually the action part. That is the bit where you feel that guidance, you feel that calling, you know that you're being asked to take a step in a specific direction, and you take that step. You have enough trust in yourself through being, because actually when you step into that aspect of being and you really allow the fullness and the acceptance of who you are, what you actually start to generate is a deeper level of trust and a deeper level of self-belief. And then when you twin that with that guidance from soul, that push from soul, telling you, supporting you, encouraging you, and sometimes teasing you about taking a step forward, changing direction, doing something that's going to push you, you have the trust, the belief within that and within yourself to be confident enough to take that action. And it might be a small action, it might be a huge leap of faith, but you are being soul confident enough to actually follow through. When we look at being soul confident as a whole, and we look at those individual components of being and soul and confident, the confident is the action step. Now, that doesn't mean that you are not going to face doubt. That doesn't mean that you're not going to face fear. It doesn't mean that you're not going to feel like sometimes you can't. It doesn't mean that you're going to know every single how, because that isn't how life works and that isn't how we work. But it does mean that you have absolutely 100% faith that taking that action is absolutely the right step, the right path at the right moment in time. And so you might be hesitant, you might be apprehensive, you might be feeling the fear of, I don't know how I can do this, I don't know the steps. And yet, you will also be in that moment of being so confident within your trust, within your self-belief, within the faith that you are, and the faith and the trust of that connection between you and between soul, that even in experiencing the fear of I don't know all of the how, you are fearless enough to take that leap. And although the confident is the action step and the confident is incredibly necessary, because, you know, within anything, within any aspect of life, let's be honest, if we don't do the do, we don't get very far. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. You can sit there in meditation. You can visualize yourself being the guru on the top of the mountain. But if you don't take the action, if you don't do what you need to do, if you don't take those first steps to show that you are in total trust within that energy of soul, that you're in total trust and total belief within that energy of who you are, then you're going to be staying in that meditative thinking, guru, I want to manifest, I'm manifesting, I'm trying to manifest, why is nothing happening state for a very, very long time. I don't know, in some of the work that I've done, in fact, in nearly all of the big decisions that I've made, I haven't known the how. Most of the time, I haven't known the how, and I certainly haven't known all of the steps. But the one thing that I have had is 100% faith. 100% faith in how I'm being directed and guided. 100% faith that if I meet a challenge, I will find a way, or I will be helped, because sometimes that also happens, but I will find a way to meet it, to move through it, to find a way around it, or to overcome it. And when we think about being soul confident, when we think about that connection to soul, really being in the fullness of who we are, connecting into that energy, leading with it, really being confident enough to follow its ask, because remember, it's expansive, so its ask is not going to be that easy path. Its ask is going to be, it's going to be the path that takes us to more. So it's going to ask us to grow, and it's going to ask us to stretch. So the path is not going to be the easy path. But when you really lean into it and you are holding that faith is going to be tested. So you are going to be asked to meet yourself time and time again. When we move into kind of that greater understanding of ourselves, that greater understanding of who we are, that greater understanding of our divine self, that soul aspect, it can support us with a deeper alignment. In fact, it does support us with a deeper alignment to who we are. But it doesn't stop the challenges within life. It doesn't stop life happening. It doesn't stop everything moving around us in a way that sometimes jars with us and sometimes is hurtful and angry and difficult. All it means is that we have the faith in every single moment that we know that we are on the right path. We know that we're meant to be following through. We know that we are, and we need to carry on committing to the leap, to the vision, to the steps, to the action. But your faith will be tested. And it won't be tested because it's part of life and it's part of the universe's joke to test us. Our faith is tested because we will always meet circumstances that we're not expecting. And we need to both learn how to find our way through, but also to recognize that we can. Because for the most part, sometimes the things that stop us doing what we really feel passionately about doing, that we really want to do, is the fact that we don't know how. And very often when we are embarking upon, you know, an adventure or a radical change, we won't know how to deal with everything that comes up. We won't know what to do in every circumstance because perhaps we haven't met those circumstances, we haven't met those experiences, and we haven't met those situations before. So only in the meeting of those do we actually find the resourcefulness within ourselves, do we find the resilience to really dig into that faith, that trust, that self-belief that's part of who we are, and actually navigate the way through. When I jumped full-time into my business at the beginning of 2022, and it was a really big leap for me to do that, it was a leap for me to dive fully into really allowing soul signatures to lead the way and to step back from a lot of my other work, I was absolutely 100% convinced that it was absolutely the right thing to do. I had absolute faith. There was no doubt. There was no question. There was no hesitation in my mind. And that's why I took the leap. And when I say in my mind, I mean within all of my consciousness, there was no hesitation. But I can absolutely tell you that over the past couple of years, I have had my commitment, my faith in myself, in my path, in my choices, in my decisions. I have absolutely had that stretched. Because you need to meet yourself in different ways. You need to meet yourself in different situations. You really need to lean into the fact that soul is going to stretch you. So as soon as you start to be in that place where you think, I've got it, I know what I'm doing, wow, things are coming together, that's actually the point when you're going to meet the next stretch, when you're going to be asked to reach a bit more, you're going to be asked to dig a little bit deeper. So being soul confident, when we go back to that, is not about everything being easy. It's not about everything being in flow all of the time. It's not about life being in flow around you. But it is about you really being attuned, connected, in flow within yourself. And with this, I'm going to take the mind out of it, because the mind is the one thing that stops us being in flow. Because the mind wants to keep us safe, and we know that, and our limiting fears, our limiting behaviors, beliefs, all of those sorts of things. But if you take the mind out of it and you are in that presence of being, so in that presence within you, you are connected to that energy of soul, you will always feel in flow. You will always feel that confidence within who you are, that confidence within the path that you're treading, because you will feel it, you will be aligned with it, you will know the flow through every fiber of your being. And that is the thing that will keep you going when life, circumstances, situations, and also the path that you're being encouraged to meet because you want to achieve something, when they ask you, when life, that path asks you to learn new skills, to do something differently, to meet yourself in a different, deeper, more expansive state, and to actually create the path that you're walking. So being, it's all about you receiving yourself, really accepting your fullness, accepting every facet of who you are. Soul is about recognizing it, allowing it, really recognizing and knowing it as real, as an it is, rather than an I think it might be. And confident, that ability to have so much trust, so much self-belief, so much faith in being and in soul, that you are confident enough to take that step and to take that action. And that is really behind the work that I do. It's behind what I really want to share with you in this podcast, with myself and with guests. It's that ability to really step into being soul confident in every single way. So let me know if what I've said in this episode resonates with you. Let me know where you find the challenge within that, because that's also important. Recognizing your resistance, recognizing where you find the challenge, is going to help you to meet what you need to meet to enable yourself to actually be soul confident. Stay well. Have a beautiful few days. I have loved chatting with you today. And as we end this episode, I want to also thank our wonderful sponsor, Lisa Williams, host of the Raw and Real podcast and founder of the Spiritual Sisters Collective. It's been a joy to be with you today. Stay being soul confident.